Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, loves. Welcome back to another episode of Heal Your Story. Today is episode 180, and it's about manifestation and authentic alignment that happened through emotional regulation. Now, I just finished up a paid masterclass called Manifest Me Masterclass, because honestly, when we're working towards manifestation, we are really manifesting our authentic desires and our authentic self. And the only way we can do that is if we are in alignment with ourselves, our true selves, what we truly want. And you have to do that through nervous system regulation and emotional regulation. So if you would like a copy of the Manifest Me Masterclass, which is an hour-long detailed masterclass, there will be a link in the show notes that will take you there and give you instructions on how to get that. So today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go like give a high level overview of some of the topics that we discussed in this masterclass. First of all, understanding how people pleasing keeps you from manifesting the things you want. The nervous system's role, really sort of embracing emotional befriending. And we'll be doing a guided meditation on today's podcast. So if you're driving, please don't do that while we're driving, or even listen to the guided meditation while you're driving. Too distracting, and it's more for sitting or being in a place where you are not moving. And then we'll also be getting into how to overcome nervous system dysregulation, and then prioritizing self and setting boundaries, and then embracing authenticity through embodied manifestation. So here we go, jumping kind of right in. This is a topic that's really close to my heart because, and if you're tuning in for the first time, I'm Heidi Dallaire and I'm an emotional health and empowerment coach, really heart-based healing for people that, again, this topic is really close to my heart about authentic manifestation and really its crucial role, the crucial role it plays in our emotional well-being. And really the only way to get to truly manifest your desires is by expressing your authentic self and working towards nervous system regulation and emotional regulation. So understanding people-pleasing and manifestation, people-pleasing is not a reflection of our true self. And so many people struggle with people-pleasing, and it has a huge impact on our ability to manifest authentically. Right? As a coach, I often witness how clients' desires, and just people in general, people's desires to please others can totally misalign their energy, right? And this misalignment becomes a really significant roadblock to the manifestation process. So in essence, when you're constantly prioritizing others over yourself, your energy becomes fragmented. We lose touch with our authentic selves, making it challenging to align our thoughts, our emotions, and actions with our true desires. And the universe hears this jumbled mess of someone else is more important is what comes out, and you aren't able to manifest the things you want in life. So now let's just kind of talk about you know, the often overlooked connection between people pleasing and our nervous system, our fight, flight, and freeze responses, they can become really habitual. And if that happens, like they're turned on all the time, they're not working the way our physiology is meant to work, that it leads to a dysregulated nervous system. And this dysregulation, in turn, creates, again, a misalignment in our energy, hindering the manifestation of our authentic desires. You're going to keep hearing this. And I've seen really the profound impact of understanding this with my students and clients, and them able to regulate their nervous system and start working at this for the first time, right? It's a vital step in breaking free from the patterns that keep us stuck in people-pleasing and moving towards more authentic manifestation. Well, how do we befriend our emotions, right? So we want to embrace emotional befriending. How do we befriend our emotions? You're going to say to me, what? Well, there's bad emotions. Actually, no. A lot of people like to miscategorize and say there's good and bad emotions. Every emotion tells us something. I emphasize the importance of befriending our emotions in the work I do with people because they're not obstacles. They are messengers, and they provide valuable insights into our desires and fears. Embracing our emotions without judgment is a key step in the manifestation journey. In fact, I want to try this brief guided emotional befriending meditation with you. So take a moment to find a comfy seated position, and you will be closing your eyes. And please have both feet on the ground so that you are grounded. And we're going to explore the richness of our emotional landscape. So again, eyes closed. Just take a couple deep breaths before we drop in. And let's take a moment to center ourselves and embark on a guided meditation for emotional befriending. A few more breaths. And as you settle into this space, bring your awareness to the heart space, the area around the physical heart, the energetic heart space. And bring your awareness to your breath. And if it's easier for you to bring your awareness there, put your hand on your heart. Take the deepest breath you can, feeling the breath fill your lungs, and exhale slowly, releasing any tension. And with each breath, allow yourself to become more present in the moment. Now imagine yourself in a really serene garden. Picture the vibrant colors of flowers around you, the gentle rustle of the leaves and the breeze. This is your inner garden, a safe space for exploration and connection. And as you wander through this garden, you come across a pond. The water is calm, reflecting the peaceful surroundings. Walk up to the pond. And as you gaze into the clear waters, notice any emotions that may be on the surface or coming to the surface. Emotions are like ripples on the surface of the pond. They come and go, each one carrying a message. And without judgment, observe the emotions as they arise. If there's joy, let it dance on the surface. If there's sadness, let it be held in the gentle embrace of the water. Now imagine yourself extending a hand into the pond, gently touching the water. And as you do, notice how the ripples respond. Your touch symbolizes acknowledgement and acceptance of your emotions. You are befriending them, allowing them to exist without resistance. Take a moment to silently thank each emotion for the messages it brings, whether it's excitement, fear, calm. Each emotion is a part of your rich inner experience. As you continue to explore your inner garden, know that you can return to this pond anytime you wish. It's a space of acceptance and understanding. Take a few deep breaths. And when you are ready, slowly open your eyes and bring your awareness back to the present moment. Take a couple breaths, and now gently wiggle your fingers and toes. Take a few more deep breaths, feeling the connection between your body and the present moment. And if you haven't already, and when you are ready, slowly and fully open your eyes. Now, with that exercise, may you please carry the sense of acceptance and connection with you as you continue your journey. And moving on, I'm going to briefly talk about self-regulation techniques and how they play a key role in everything you do. Mindfulness and breath work, for instance, they're pretty powerful tools to regulate the nervous system. I tend to use a lot more heart-based healing, advanced techniques, and somatic healing with my clients, but they always involve a little bit of mindfulness and breath work. And by going into that deeper heart space, like far deeper than we just went, we are able to lay a foundation for more authentic healing, healing of emotions, and ultimately our manifestation power. Now, it's not really just about understanding. It's about actively engaging in practices that regulate your nervous system because it creates space for genuine alignment with our desires, right? If you're always caught in fight, flight, freeze, there's no space for anything else. We've got to do some healing of our emotions to create the space for manifestation. Now, something that's super important about aligning with our true self is prioritizing ourselves and setting boundaries and recognizing really the necessity of self-care and the power of healthy boundaries can be really transformative. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. It is not selfish. It is an act of self-love, which helps you break free from guilt cycles and actually embracing authenticity. Now, if you've never worked with setting boundaries, I can totally help you with that. I love helping people set up boundaries. As a former and I'll say reformed people pleaser, setting boundaries and learning about boundaries through the regulation of my nervous system was key in me healing and living my own authentic life. So I really encourage you to take a moment and just look in on your own solo manifestation, right? How have you been able to manifest things? Of course, right? But we can only get so far until you go that extra step to regulate the nervous system and regulate the emotions. I want you to reflect on your desire. Reflect on the desire that aligns with your authentic self. What do you want? And is it truly your voice that's speaking that wants that? Identify your authentic actions, and really, you can craft some positive affirmations for yourself to kind of help you along the way. But embracing authenticity, really, it's a journey, and it's a unique journey for everyone. And each step you take is a powerful move towards a life that authentically reflects your true self. Again, thank you for joining me on this quick exploration of authentic alignment and manifestation. Again, if you are interested in the Manifest Me Masterclass, the link will be in the show notes. Be able to get that and pat yourself on the back. Thank yourself for even just taking this small step. If you've done the meditation today and really taking in these words, because your journey towards emotional alignment and authentic manifestation is really unique to you. And if you have questions or you need support, please reach out to me. I'm more than happy to help. Until next time, take care and be true to yourself. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDallaire or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.